There is a halacha that ain't mavir mal mitzvahs. That when somebody has a mitzvah available to be done, he should do it immediately. There are different opinions what the source for this mitzvah. The Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Lam Megimel Amud Aleph, teaches us Dishin Mizbeach HaPnimi Koidim LaTavos Chamesh Neiros. My Tama, says the Gemara, Rav Amakir Rish Lakish Tam Rish Lakish Eim Avir Mal Mitzvahs. And so too, the Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Vav Amud Beis says Rav Lezer Rav Yosi Omer, not the way we paskin actually, but says Rav Lezer Rav Yosi, in a year when there are two others, ain't kind of say bother Hashani. We don't read the Megillah and other Hashani. Tama, the reason ain't Avir Mal Mitzvahs. And the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillin, Perik Dalet Halacha Ches, says V'osla Adam L'niach Mitzvah U'lav Mimenu L'mitzvah Acheres. A person's not allowed to go from one mitzvah, stop in the middle of one mitzvah to go do another mitzvah. Ela mitzvah shetova le'yada shel adam b'tchila. The first mitzvah that comes to a person's hands, bohu misasek, that's what he should do immediately. The Mechelta says, what's the reason? Because the Pasuk says, v'shamartem es ha-matzos. Rabbi Yosha Omer al tikri kain, says Rabbi Yosha, don't pronounce the words of the Pasuk that way. El v'shamartem es ha-mitzos. K'derech she'em achmitzem es ha-matzah. Just like we're supposed to be careful not to let the matzah be delayed as we prepare it. Kach ein machmitzen es ha-mitzvah. El embo mitzvah l'yotcha asay oisoy miyad. A mitzvah comes to your opportunity, do it immediately. Rashi, im sechta mayukotin, daf tes amin aleph, divrei hamaskel v'ksiv, quotes the Pasuk, Oyrechayim Pentefales, says Rashi, what does that Pasuk mean? Kom mitzvah shebtov liyotcha, any mitzvah that comes to your hand to do, asay asay, do it, bein gdoyle bein ketana, whether it's a big mitzvah or a small mitzvah, v'al tadniach ketana b'pnei gdoyle, don't say, well, I'm going to have the opportunity to do a big mitzvah, let me leave the small mitzvah to the side. And the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayis, on the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, where the Mishnah says, Havzor b'mitzvah kala b'chamura, shiatu yidei matan schoron shal mitzvahs, says the Rambam, we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, never revealed to us what is the schar for the mitzvahs to say, specifically why? Because we should not know which mitzvah is the mitzvah that we're supposed to do, which is the mitzvah that's less important, which is more important. And therefore, says the Rambam, this Mishnah that we just quoted is the source for Eim Avir Mal HaMitzvahs. Because who are you to say that the next mitzvah is more important than this mitzvah? The Tosfos in Masech the Yuma Daf Lamegimel Amud Beis, Divrei Hamaskel Eim Avirin, holds the distance of Eim Avirin Mal Mitzvahs of Issa Daraisa, and so too is the opinion of the Chaya Odom in Klal Samaches Sif Yud Aleph, and in Nishmas Odom Klal Yud Gimel Sif Katan Beis. The Radvaz disagrees. He holds that the rule of Eim Avirin Mal Mitzvahs is only Midrabanan. And this pasuk that we quoted earlier, v'shematem as a mitzvahs, is only an asmachta. The divrei Malkiel in chelik aleph simin tes has a whole different approach. He holds that why is there a halacha of eim avir mal mitzvahs? He says, because it represents a bezoyin. If you have a mitzvah to do, or you're middle of a mitzvah, and you stop or don't do it because of another mitzvah, you're being mevazeh the mitzvahs. And being mevazeh mitzvah is a mitzvah d'orais, is an issa d'orais. The Gemara here, in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Nun Aleph Omen Aleph, discusses the halacha that was mentioned in the Mishnah, that as we have been learning quite often in our Masechta, that the halacha is that a carbon, the Chatas HaPnimius, were brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, but the Mishnah said, Shari Hadam, the leftover blood, were spilled on the side, on the foundation of the Mizbeach, on the west side. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, from where do we know that it was done on the west side? Says the Gemara, Amakra, Ayesoid HaMizbeach, Oila Shepesach, Oil Moid, who the Pagabaratio. So the Gersa that we have in the Gemara is that why is it spilled on that side? Because that is the first side of the Mizbeach that you touch as you exit the Beis HaMikdash. And presumably, therefore, Emavir Mala Mitzvah. That's the first one that you meet. So that's what you have, that's why you have to pour it over there. But if we look in Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskil Asher, Tosfos quotes Rashi that says not to include in our Gemara the words Ahuda Pagabaratio. Because he says that the limit of the Gemara is not from the fact that Emavir Malamitzvahs, rather the limit of the Gemara is from the words of the Pasuk, Ayisoid Mizbech Oil, Asher Pesach Oil, which are extra. Ask Tosfos himself, then why do we have to rely on saying that there are extra words in the Pasuk? And that's how we come to this conclusion. Why can't we say, as we began today's shir, that the reason is Emavir Mala Mitzvahs? So Tosfos says an important concept. Tosfos says that Emavir Mala Mitzvahs is only applicable when you have two mitzvahs to do, and you don't know which mitzvah to do. So Emavir Mala Mitzvahs teaches us to do the mitzvah that you had first, but not any, but not when there's only one mitzvah, as the case of our Gemara is talking about. There's only one mitzvah of Shvichas Shraim. There you don't apply the concept of Emavirim Ala Mitzvahs. Moreover, Rabbi Kiva Eger, quoting the Karban Nisanal, says, according to the Rishonim that do the Poshta Girs of Al Gemara, that do apply here the concept of Emavir Mala Mitzvahs, we can learn from here a very interesting halacha. Why? They say, what the Yisai Droimi, as we learn in the coming Dafim and our Perik, was the Yisai where most Kabbonis were, the dam was poured. So why don't we apply the rule of Tadr, Shaina Tadr, Tadr Kaidim? And the Yisai Droimi is where most blood was normally spilled. The fact that we do apply Emavir Mala Mitzvahs is a raya that we don't apply Tadr V'Sheina Tadr, Tadr Kaidim, when we're speaking about Emavir Mala Mitzvahs. Based on this, the Karban Nisanal takes issue with Ramah in Hilchas Chanukah. The Ramah in Hilchas Chanukah, Eirachayim Sim Tafresh Beis Tafresh Pei Dalet Sif Gimel, says that when Rosh Chodesh on Chanukah, first you should, when you're laning, first you should lane about Rosh Chodesh, And then about Chanukah, Tad Vishena Tad Tad Kaidim. But if you began Chanukah, stop and read Rosh Chodesh. Because once you started Chanukah, there's a concept of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs. It's not Dafka Kasha, because Tad Vishena Tad Kaidim is maybe help us what to do first, but not to say that it's stronger even when you began. The Shita Mekubetzes has a problem with Tosus's Teretz. Again, to review, Tosus's position is that Tadr V'Sheinu Tadr, the Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs only applies when I have two mitzvahs. But when I have only one mitzvah under consideration, we don't say Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs. Because the Shita asks that the Gemara in Masechta Menachos Daf Samach Dalar Mebeis says that Mitzvah Ha'omer, when they brought the Omer on the second day of Pesach, says the Gemara Mitzvah Lahavi Minakarv, to bring it from the closest field. And the Gemara gives two reasons why. One reason is Carmel, you want to bring moist grain. And the other reason is Eim Avir Mela Mitzvahs. So ask the Mefarshim, according to Tosfos, that Eim Avir Mela Mitzvahs doesn't apply unless there are two mitzvahs. Here there's only one mitzvah. So how's the Gemara applying Eim Avir Mela Mitzvahs? So there's a Sefer Taras HaKodesh, which I actually saw as I was preparing the shiur, was written 100 years before the Shulchan Aruch, that he and Birka Yosef explains that Eim Avir Mala Mitzvah, Tosfos means to say, cannot be used to tell us where a mitzvah should be done. But when it's talking about even one mitzvah, we can apply the concept of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs. Another shot in explaining Tosfos that the Mefarshim explained is that indeed perhaps Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs is applicable here. But the reason the Gemara could not rely on Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs is because Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs is only lechatchila. But let's say you didn't do it. How do I know that if you skipped Yisoid Maravi, you should go back? That's why we have a special Potsuk. The Turi Evan says that the reason we need a Potsuk and we cannot rely on Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs is we know, why would be the halacha that let's say the blood of the korbanos that are brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi got mixed together with blood that's on the that's from the Mizbeach HaChitzi, which we said a moment ago, the blood from korbanos and Mizbeach HaChitzi are poured on the Yisoid Droimi. The blood from Mizbeach HaPnimi is on Maravi. So we were thinking such a situation where they got mixed up, leave it on Droimi, if the whole reason is only because of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvah. Teaches us the Pasuk that no, that Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvah, that there's a special rule that all Kabbanis that were brought on the Mizbeach HaPnimi have to be on the Yisoid Maravi, and even if it's mixed in other blood, you have to make sure that that blood should be poured also on the Yisoid Maravi.